It is the Friday before NFL Championship Sunday. Yes, this is your morning buzzcast for Friday, January 22nd. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody is ready for the weekend. Always an exciting weekend. Tom Brady is back in a conference championship game Sunday for his 14th appearance since his debut against the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2002. Boy, that is an amazing stat. But this is Brady's first championship game on the NFC side. Remember, we've got Bucks at Packers at 3:05 on Fox, Bills and Chiefs at 6:40 on CBS. Let's hope they're two great games. I want to start with news that was really breaking overnight, where Japan's prime minister said today, on Friday, the country is determined to host the Tokyo Summer Olympics in July. Now, his comments came after a London Times report that the Japanese government has concluded the games would have to be canceled because of the coronavirus. The London Times cited unidentified senior executives saying the government's focus was now on securing the Olympic Games for Tokyo in the next available year, 2032. But again, that report from the London Times dismissed and disputed by Japan's officials on Friday. They said they are determined to host the Tokyo Games. This is a big story because it's even on the Today Show this morning talking about this. This would be a major blow, of course, for Japan, which has put so much money into the preparations. It'd be a huge blow to NBC, an incredible blow to the athletes. For the sponsors and the brands, I think a lot of them have waited the games out after last year's postponement. So I just don't see as much spending and activation around the games. And of course, remember, the Beijing games in 2022 come right after this. So a lot of uncertainty, of course, in the Olympic movement. So keep your eye on that story. Well, if you're a New York Jets fan, you're going to have Woody Johnson back in control. Now, the Jets owner completed his four-year term as U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom. He flew back to New York yesterday. It's the same day that the Jets introduced Robert Saleh as their new head coach. Now, Woody Johnson's younger brother, Christopher Johnson, has been the team's CEO and acting owner for the past 4 years, but he said yesterday Woody Johnson will become the principal owner again. They have to work through some league protocol, and that Woody will become chairman. Christopher will be vice chairman, though Christopher Johnson said he plans to remain highly active with the organization. Christopher Johnson gets very good reviews from those inside and outside the organization. He is quite well regarded. Woody Johnson, though, looks to be coming back as Jets chairman. Staying with the NFL, here's a story you want to keep an eye on. Yesterday in Virginia, the sports gambling market officially opened. All betting in Virginia will be done on mobile devices at launch, although physical sports books are expected to follow in the state of Virginia. Meanwhile, FanDuel was the first mover in the state of Virginia, and it affiliated with the Washington football team, the Washington football team becoming the first NFL team to have such a license. And many are wondering if this gives Virginia, the state of Virginia, an inside angle into potentially building a new stadium for the Washington football team. Remember, the team is based in Ashburn. They've been looking for new stadium and headquarter locations. Many think by opening up the sports gambling market in Virginia and by allowing the Washington football team to get a sports license with FanDuel, it could pave the way to better relationships with the team, which could lead to a new stadium in that state. Remember, right now, Washington football team's stadium is in Maryland. Shifting over to the XFL. Yes, remember the XFL? Well, there's a new version, of course, coming out under new ownership with Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, Danny Garcia, and Redbird Capital. Our Ben Fisher reported that the league is looking for a new chief football officer. This is a new executive who would oversee all football operations under the new ownership group. CAA Sports executive search team led by Joe Becker is running the search. Redbird founder Jerry Cardinale is taking a very active interest in this search. And also he is consulting with former Bills and Sabres president Russ Brandon, who is advising Redbird on XFL matters, according to Ben Fisher. That's a very interesting name, a name that we haven't heard of in sports circles since he parted ways with Pegula Sports and Entertainment. But Russ Brandon has a lot of experience experience in the football and sports business space. Now, the search for this chief football officer has been underway for about 2 months. Not clear how far along they are. No names under consideration were revealed. It's not the same position as Oliver Luck, who had more of a commissioner title. This position here will largely focus on football matters. Let's shift over to college sports because we talked all week on the Buzzcast on just various openings. What a week it has been for the White family. We talked about recently Kevin White announcing his retirement as athletic director at Duke University. Well, yesterday his son, Danny White, was named Tennessee's next athletic director. Of course, Danny White had been at the University of Central Florida for the last 6 years. He takes over a Tennessee program where we can put it kindly is, let's say, in a little bit of uncertainty and a little bit of disarray. Remember, they fired their football coach, Jeremy Pruitt, and most of the staff amid allegations of NCAA infractions that included paying players, and former athletic director Phil Fulmer stepped down this week as well. So that's Danny White's mission now, to find a head football coach. Parker Executive Search will work with Danny White on the football coaching search. Our Michael Smith had a lot of great color yesterday about how Danny White got this job, and it happened very, very quickly. A contingent of top school leadership from Tennessee flew to Orlando to meet with White just on Wednesday. That came after a pair of video conference calls earlier in the week when Tennessee leadership first started to talk to Danny White. But by the end of Wednesday night, they had agreement for White to be the athletic director, and they announced it yesterday around 2 o'clock. So that decision, that process moved very, very quickly for Tennessee to hire Danny White. Danny White, very well respected. He did amazing things at UCF. Of course, great pedigree with the White family. Of course, his brother's a basketball coach. His father's very well-regarded athletic director with a long, long history in intercollegiate athletics. But the Tennessee job is a big job. And we know from previous people who have been there, remember John Curry, there are a lot of voices, a lot of boosters, and a lot of big voices involved in Tennessee athletics. So let's keep your eye on Danny White as he takes over at Tennessee. And a quick follow-up on the Pac-12 commissioner search to succeed outgoing Commissioner Larry Scott. Our Michael Smith wrote yesterday that he expects the Pac-12 to look for a more traditional commissioner hire, someone with a background in intercollegiate athletics. That's what I also echoed yesterday on the Buzzcast. That's what the ACC did with Northwestern Athletic Director Jim Phillips. Our Michael Smith rolled out a few names that could be under consideration that I want to share with you. Stanford's Bernard Muir, Oregon's Rob Mullins, West Coast Conference Commissioner Gloria Navarez. All of them could be in the mix, very well regarded in the college space. Outside the college world, the former Fox Sports leader Randy Freer, who was also at Hulu, could get a very close look. And also Oliver Luck could get a close look for the Pac-12. So those are some names to keep an eye on as the Pac-12 begins its search for its next commissioner. And finally, we talk about new talent joining the television ranks and the broadcast booth. Here's one to keep an eye on. Gold medal winning skier Lindsey Vonn will join the NBC Sports broadcast booth for this weekend's Women's World Cup events in Switzerland. Vonn will be an analyst alongside Dan Hicks, and they will call Saturday's downhill event and Sunday's Super G event. I'm interested to see how Lindsey Vonn does in the booth. Always love to watch her ski. So that is your morning Buzzcast. It's the Friday before NFL Championship Sunday. It is Friday, January 22nd. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Stay healthy, be good to each other, and I'll talk to you on Monday.